Good morning, I'm Neil Charnoff with VPR News. Legislation aimed at protecting water quality by controlling development along lakes and ponds will likely be delayed for a year. The bill has already passed the Vermont House, but as VPR's John Dillon reports, Senate leaders want to postpone passage so lawmakers can spend the summer on public education efforts.
The Shoreline Bill is in the Senate Natural Resources Committee. The panel spent part of the morning Wednesday hearing from officials in New Hampshire and Maine, which enacted lakeshore protections decades ago. Bennington Senator Bob Hartwell chairs the committee. He says senators learned that Maine modeled its law on a statute that Vermont passed in the early 1970s, but Vermont rescinded the law after just a few years.
And Maine continued, and I think they've done very well with it. We also heard from New Hampshire, which is a different, somewhat different setup. But a lot of the standards are very similar between the two states, and they seem to be working. So we're a laggard in this area, and we need to catch up.
The Vermont House version of the bill says a state permit is required for development within 250 feet of the shoreline. The idea is that vegetative buffers soak up polluting runoff and protect water quality. But despite four decades without a comprehensive shoreline protection bill, it's likely the legislature will wait another year. Hartwell says Senate leadership has asked for a delay.
I think the committee feels that there needs to be a bill reported, but the leadership decided that we should have a very broad informational process because there were a lot of questions. So we agreed. I'm not going to say I was enthusiastic.
Senate President John Campbell says the bill affects the rights of lakeshore property owners. He says there's not enough time left in the legislative session to give it the scrutiny it deserves.
Whenever you're dealing with people's property rights, every T should be crossed and every I dotted. Certainly, I know that most of the senators support this bill. However, it's one that we do not want to have unintended consequences.
Chittenden Senator Diane Snelling supports the bill, and she's frustrated with the leadership's call to go slow. She says the Agency of Natural Resources has studied the issue for years.
It may be an uphill effort on my part, but I think it's extremely important to take action this year and not wait. When people say, oh, you want the complete bill, I say, well, I want something in place that starts to make people aware of how critical it is to protect shorelines to have clean water.
Environmentalists are frustrated as well. They thought the House bill was too weak and had hoped the Senate would toughen the legislation with provisions for a mandatory lakeshore buffer zone. Anthony Arapino of the Conservation Law Foundation says the legislature should look at the experience in New Hampshire and Maine.
People who are saying we can't do this and protect property values at the same time, they're just wrong. New Hampshire and Maine have done that. We've protected water quality, we've protected wildlife habitat, and we've protected property values all at the same time in those other New England states. We should be able to do it here in Vermont.
Natural Resources Committee Chairman Hartwell says he does not want two construction seasons to pass before the law takes effect. So he and other supporters hope the bill will be passed early next year, with rules in place by the summer of 2014. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.
The mother of a Thetford man killed last June by a state police officer firing a stun gun said her son would be alive today if a mental health counselor had been called to the confrontation. Rhonda Taylor told lawmakers at a hearing last night that 39-year-old McAdam Mason suffered from a seizure disorder and likely was unable to comply with a trooper's order that he lie on the ground.
Police officers do have a right to defend themselves against someone that's coming after them with a weapon. My son had no weapon. He was a skinny, 6-foot-tall man that the wind could blow over, and there were four officers. So I think that the need to be certain guidelines with the law, and I do believe it is a lethal weapon because it's definitely killed my son.
The legislature is considering a bill that limits use of the electronic weapons to situations that justify lethal force or to prevent imminent harm. Mason's partner, Teresa Davidonis, told lawmakers she was at her house last June and repeatedly told troopers that Mason was recovering from a seizure the day before and likely would die if shocked with the taser. Attorney General Bill Sorrell ruled in January that the shooting did not warrant criminal charges. A Vermont House committee is scheduled to hear testimony this morning that would allow farm workers in the country illegally to become drivers. Last week, the Senate gave final approval for a bill to create driver privilege cards for people not eligible to get an enhanced driver's license under the federal Real ID law. The measure is expected to extend driving privileges to 1,500 immigrants, mostly from Mexico and Guatemala, and mainly working on dairy farms who are in the United States without the legally required immigration papers. Supporters say the workers provide crucial labor, but they're often isolated on rural farms without transportation.